News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Over the weekend, a man was shot dead at around 8:30 a.m. on Sunday at Patrician Park, Kill Avenue in Dunleary. Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times, joins us. Conor, what happened?
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, this particular man, he has been named now, Mark Cullen. He was a 39-year-old from Shankill. And at this stage, we believe that he went to the area where he was wounded to meet somebody by arrangement at around 8:30 yesterday morning. Now, obviously, when he got there, the interaction went wrong. He was shot in the leg and the wound was so severe. And the blood loss indeed so severe that he died at the scene. Now, at this stage, Gardaí are, you know, they haven't ruled out the fact that perhaps the person who shot him intended to, you know, either carry out an intimidatory or a punishment shooting. But obviously that went wrong and this man lost his life in the process. So that's really where it's at. I mean, he had been in and out of jail. He was known to Gardaí. He had only been freed from his recent period in jail about 2 weeks ago. And Gardaí believed that he was associated as well with a drugs gang from that particular area, South Dublin. But he certainly wasn't a man who had any, you know, national profile in crime. He was a minor criminal figure. Gardaí didn't have any information that his life was in danger or that he was involved in gangland feuding in any way. So certainly from the context that I've been speaking to over the last 24 hours or so, there was a degree of surprise that he had been shot dead. And as I say, the Gardaí believe that it was probably a punishment shooting gone wrong and that the killer didn't intend to actually kill this man.
Now, if the Gardaí have that much of an insight into what happened, and if they are clear about that it appears that he was either lured or enticed to the area where the shooting happened, does that mean that they are optimistic about how the investigation is going to progress?
I think they are optimistic. Generally, in these cases, if a murder, as I say, isn't planned, you know, these people generally are caught. This is an area where there was a lot of people around as well on Sunday morning. You know, a lot of people were out and about. People on their way to mass happened upon the scene where this unfortunate man had been shot. There are commercial premises in that area as well. So there is a lot of CCTV, and that's really the kind of work that Gardaí were engaged in. They were trying to, you know, speak to people who were on the scene. They were trying to gather up the CCTV from the area. This is the first gun homicide as well, Anton, in Ireland for 2 years. And really, I suppose, the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau in particular has prided itself on the fact that these gangland killings have stopped. So I think now that we've had one for the first time in 2 years, they will be very, very keen to catch the people involved. And as I say, there is a major inquiry now underway. A lot of work has already been done. But I suppose one complicating factor is there was no prior intelligence that this particular man was at odds with anybody in a way that would put his life in danger. So, you know, I think it will take some work before these people are caught.
Conor, really appreciate your time. Thank you. That's Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times. And of course, Conor will have ongoing coverage as that investigation continues in the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.